is powerful. But do you think it's enough to answer the worst persecution in a generation? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll gather some thoughts about what's going on in our world and talk about what we can do to be part of the solution. But let's start with the big picture. ISIS atrocities continue in Syria and Iraq. Nigerians feel forgotten as the world continues to ignore Boko Haram's reign of terror. Prayer may seem like a powerless response to headlines like these, but Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton begs to differ.
God is at work. Our prayers are being answered. And this Sunday and the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is really a key part of all of us sort of joining our hands around the world and praying for our persecuted family.
At our website, VOM has a list of resources that'll help you and your church unite in prayer on IDOP Sunday. And when you pray for the persecuted, don't forget to pray for the persecutors.
We all know the story of Saul, who became Paul, the guy who was hunting for Christians, ran headlong into Jesus Christ and became Paul, the great apostle, the great missionary.
And here's why. Some ISIS fighters are turning to Christ because of their victim's witness. Keep that in mind when heading into IDOP Sunday. So we've established that prayer is a powerful way to make a difference, but there are other ways Christians can impact lives as well. One is through social media. Open Doors USA supports several social media projects in the Middle East that are focused on encouraging Christians. These forums are engaging both believers and Muslims by conveying Christian principles and sharing testimonies. Do you want to get involved? Well, keep on listening to see where you can find prayer and action points. You're listening to Mission Network News. China will be the world's most Christian nation in 15 years if the trend continues, according to the latest research from the Pew Research Center. China Partner agrees. Eric Berkland is at the Jiangxi Bible School this week, where they've been training church leaders in evangelism, not just theology.
This year, they had more freshmen apply for the school and are attending the school than ever before. They are saying that they're having right now over 65 students here that are learning to become pastors. And so it's a thrill for us as China Partner to partner with this school and with the leadership here to equip the future leaders so that they can reach their generation for Jesus Christ here in this province and around this country. So thank you for investing with us into these young people to make Jesus known in the largest country in the world.
Ministry training takes on many forms. Sometimes it involves the most unlikely of people. Lolita Barthel was one of those people. She was sentenced to life in prison for murder and armed robbery when she was just 17 years old. But after beginning classes with Crossroad Bible Institute, she started to find some hope. Now, she's an ordained minister and is taking seminary classes. She's even receiving a second chance at freedom. Want to hear her full story? Well, keep on listening to find out how. And classes really can change a person, just like Lolita's life shows. GEMS Girls Club, or Girls Everywhere Meeting the Savior, knows as most girls get older, their self-esteem drops. But through their Bible-based curriculum, they're rebuilding confidence and promoting the value of a spiritual life. Chris Palisari of GEMS.
We have all girls in our club because when girls are in an environment of belonging and love and have like-minded, godly mentors, they're more open to share the difficult things that are going on in their life, ask the questions that they need in order to understand God's world.
Clubs use volunteer mentors to inspire godly lives in the girls they work with.
We want girls to discover who they are in Jesus Christ and to live faithful lives serving Him. And we do that in North America and all over the world.
And here's the best part. You can help change the lives of thousands by doing something about the news you heard today. Just go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.